This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
I am fired up for our guest right now on the hotline. A three-time Super Bowl champion and a three-time executive of the year. Always thoroughly enjoyed seeing him get to work in New England and as many stops around the National Football League, but have really enjoyed his second act now in the media and have wanted to get him on the show for a long time. So it is an honor to talk to Scott Pioli, the longtime terrific general manager and executive in the National Football League here on Grant and Danny. Scott, Grant solo, Danny's out today. You're in D.C. via the radio. How are you?
I'm doing great, Grant. Thanks for having me. I'm okay that Danny's out, man. Let's just do it, you and me. Here's the thing. You've been trying to get me. You said I gotta talk to the people at NFL Network and find out why you've been blocked.
That's right.
I'll come
you got
with you
to.
Anytime, man.
All right, good. Let's do that. You tell Andrew let's make it happen. Let's start making some plays. A lot to get into with you. I think you're the perfect guest in this market for a lot of reasons, but you have experience with a bunch of the most important characters in our football TV show this year. So I want to start with Jaden Daniels. I don't know how many people know this, but you were what was your role with LSU last year? You worked with
them. So the last several years since Brian Kelly got down to LSU, I've done consulting work for Brian and the LSU football program, and which really has me interfacing with a lot of the players and spending time there, but also getting to spend time with the players. And I did it for BK when he was up at Notre Dame, and I do it for a number of schools. So I got up and close with Jaden. And, you know, with this role, what's really cool about this, Grant, is I get to see these guys as they really are, right? They're not trying to impress me because I'm there to help them. It's not like they're interviewing for the combine. I'm the combine and every other thing, which to me is why Washington Commanders fans, in my opinion, should be really, really excited, because this is one of the most spectacular young men I've met and seen come out.
Wow, that's great to hear. I mean, what's amazing to me about Daniels is what he was as a prospect a couple years ago, and then what he was on draft day, and you kind of had a behind the scenes last year as he really took flight and became a Heisman Trophy winning performer who had a year in the SEC we'd never seen before. But you mentioned the personality. I mean, what did you make from an eval standpoint of just the growth and the progress he made?
Well, here's the first thing. It's interesting. You go back, you know, after those couple of years at Arizona State, he was just like, yeah, meh. But then he got in there and he got into a program where he was being really developed well. Brian Kelly and his staff, incredible staff down there. So he started to develop. He also began to mature. He kind of grew into his body. But I'll give you a perfect example, Grant. Well, here's one thing. So I was down there last year. And every Tuesday morning, I'm on Good Morning Football, and I keep myself on Eastern time. They're on Central time in Baton Rouge. So I'm in there early in the morning, and I got to get set up to do my hit on air, which is, you know, like a 10-minute hit. And it's about 5:20 Central time. And I'm getting ready to put things together, and I see Jaden come walking out of this room, one of the player meeting rooms, with these two dudes that I know aren't coaches. And I'm like, what's going on here? I go, hey, Jaden, what's up? He goes, hey, P, what's going on? We started talking, and he was in there. These two guys were virtual reality experts. And Jaden would go in there on Tuesdays. He had different things set up each day that he would do something with Malik Nabers one day. He'd do, you know, and he's the one who dragged all of those receivers in with him, Brian Thomas. And he was in there doing virtual reality stuff. And I said to him, I said, come on, man, what is this? You know, what did you learn today? And he looked at me and his eyes got all big and he goes, you know, I've never played in Starkville before. We're getting ready to play Mississippi State. I know that entire stadium. We spent this morning going through the stadium. I'm going to walk into that place. I know where the play clocks are. I know how deep the sideline is. I know what the fans were. He had all of these things that generally are the things that you don't learn until game day when you show up in a stadium. This young man's attention to detail and care about preparation is off the charts. And to watch him mature, and I know this is a long-winded answer, but and that's how excited I am about this guy. Now, when I say that, I hope people manage expectations because it's going to take some time still. But the other thing that I saw was incredible. Brian Thomas and Malik Nabers burst onto the scene last year. And the reason they did was because of the extra time they started taking to learn how to be professionals because Jaden Daniels made them work with him.
Wow. That's a great story. Great information.
Yeah. I'm not doing a very good job of managing expectations for the poor kid.
Well, that's true. Yeah. You hear that story and you're like, oh, I manage expectations? What does that mean?
Yeah.
No,
you need to, though.
You were at practice last week here. I know for Network. You came through. I saw you and Weish, who we've had Steve on since then.
Steve's the best.
He's a great guy. I've known him for many, many years. One of the all-time good dudes in the media. But I'm curious, like, for me, when I was out there, the first couple times I saw him, it was clear to me, Daniels doesn't just know what's going on with the offense. He's also already got a beat on what's going on with the defense, right? And so I want to see him against the Jets. I want to see him get confused and see things he hasn't seen. But how should we be taking what has been a really dynamic and impressive camp? Like, I think sometimes we make too much out of, oh, he had a really good day, 11-on-11 throwing the football. But, man, I'd rather that than the opposite, right?
You'd rather that than the opposite. But, again, I still think, you know, again, I just told that story, but I still think you have to manage expectations. I mean, he's a talented young man. He's a brilliant young man. He's a hardworking young man, an incredible teammate. But he is going to take time. He is not ready-made. You know, when we look back at this league, there's a couple of pretty good players that came into the league and had to play right away. And, oh, by the way, it didn't work out, you know, real well at the beginning. And Peyton Manning, and, you know, we can go through the list. And then there's also a list of guys that, you know, get to sit the first year or a couple of years, you know, and whether it's Jordan Love or Tom Brady, they get some time. Every person is different. And one of my concerns is how hungry and thirsty the Washington Commanders fan base is and market is and should be. That they're going to have a great player a very good player if they let it grow. And you see the things happening in camp, and those are good signs. But again, it's going to be real different come the first week of September, and it's live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Scott Pioli, who's won 3 titles in the National Football League. You see him on NFL Network, which I want to ask you about some of the endeavors you got coming up with Network in a moment as well. Joining us here on Grant and Danny. Now, you also go back with Adam Peters. Peters' earliest days in a front office were as a scout with the Patriots, which was in your department, right?
Yeah. So I met AP back. He was a graduate assistant coach. And it was actually working in recruiting and a little bit of coaching as a graduate assistant at UCLA. You know, he went JUCO, walked on at UCLA, was there for 2 years, then became a graduate assistant because he wanted to be in football. When I was out there, I met him because he was one of the guys who would help the pro scouts and general managers and whoever would come through. So I was in there. I met him. He kept in touch. He did a great job. You know, when I go in and do schools, when I used to do it, it was important to me to go and evaluate not just all the talent. And that meant players, but maybe future employees. And we're very blessed in some of the guys I bumped into along the way, Brian Flores, you know, Monty Austinfort, AP, Ryan Poles, all of those guys were, you know, had never been in the NFL, Jason Light, and just a group of guys. And AP was a really hard worker. He was smart. He was thoughtful. So after he did a year of a GA, it brought him into New England as an entry-level scouting assistant, and he did a great job. And he really worked hard. He worked long hours. He's unassumingly intelligent. One of the things about AP is he'll look at you and listen quite a bit, and you may wonder sometimes, but I'm telling you what, he is a smart dude. And I think he does that to – I think he's kind of playing possum to get people – to get other people's guard down.
That listening long enough that you almost have to talk again, right?
Exactly.
That's a good trait, though. I mean, that's
– Yes, it is.
That's cool to hear. Well, they put together a roster that looks nothing like last year's. I think people forget that. I watch nationally and everyone references the record last year and different things about this team, and I'm not saying they're going to be great, but this is a completely different roster. I've never really seen a turnover like this for year one with a new GM and obviously a new head coach and Dan Quinn. You were the assistant GM when he was the head coach in Atlanta, I know, so you know Quinn very well also.
Yes.
But they're going to have over maybe 30 new players this year. I mean, that's unheard of.
Yeah, they've got a ton of new players, and they've got some talent. But here's the other thing I'm going to say about this organization as I've watched it, and I noticed it when I was down there. Dan and Adam have put together a very impressive roster of within the entire football operation, and this is important. Player development in this league is critical. Dan has a big staff, but man, he's got some really good coaches. Everyone talks about, you know, Cliff is a heck of a coach. Cliff Kingsbury, Joe Witt Jr., Larry Izzo is an incredible special teams players, special teams coordinator. And I look at some of the other people that are also on the staff. You know, balance with Cliff is Anthony Lynn. You know, you've got Bobby Engram. You've got Darnell Stapleton. Like I said, on the defensive side, Joe Witt Jr., Ken Norton Jr. There's all of these people that are there that understand how to develop football players. Then they also brought in, again, some of the other football operations people they've got in there, like Sarah Hogan, who's the chief of staff with DQ, who was with us in Atlanta. You know, people, again, don't know her. Her maiden name is Gigantino, and she is from the famous football family of Gigantinos that coached for 100 years. Sarah is football through and through. And all of those roles are critical. I watch how AP is surrounding himself with former GMs and not being worried about things that don't matter. He's just surrounding himself with talent. This organization has a bunch of really, really good people in place. And it's going to be interesting, Grant, to watch how they fully develop.
Yeah, it seems like they've got a real shot, which is all, I think, around these parts we've asked for a long time, is have a football operation led by an actual general manager and some people that are empowered. And then you sort out really, to me, it's owner, GM, head coach, quarterback. Everything else is kind of, you know, rotating around that. Those are the solar system pivot points.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll have relationships. Y'all mentioned another guy who's going to help in the front office part is Dave Gardy, who, you know, no one knows unless you've been in the NFL and dealing with the league office for the last three decades. And Gardy, you know, worked in management counsel. He worked in football operations. He's a lawyer, but he's a football guy, right? His dad was a football coach. He knows football. And I bring that up because, again, when you look at the people that are there, if this ownership gives this group time, I think they're going to do an incredible job of developing players, developing a staff. And I think it's an exciting time again for the Commanders for sure.
Scott Pioli was just out at training camp this past week, NFL Network analyst on G&D. Last one, this is kind of a timely topical football headline today with Brandon Ayuk's trade rumors coming back up. From both perspectives, do you think San Francisco ends up moving him? And then if you were running the Commanders, you know, if you've been a many time executive of the year and a GM running your own shop, with a young quarterback, would you be looking to add Ayuk just to add another weapon, or is the price, when if they want a veteran plus picks plus you got to pay him $30 million, is that too steep?
Yeah, again, what matters is the total compensation package, as you mentioned. What is the cost of the contract? What is the cost of the compensation to make the trade? How well do you know the player, right? And again, to me, this is one of the things is a lot of times when we in the media, and I say we because I'm a part of that now, you know, if there's players you don't know and you don't know what their strengths and limitations are and what kind of culture person they are, and what kind of locker room person they are, you know, one thing about DQ that he did a great job of and learned along the way and got better at, I felt, was making sure that he brought in guys that fit his culture and the way he wanted to do things. Whether Brandon, whether Ayuk is a fit culturally or not, I don't know that. And again, because when you bring in a veteran quarterback, I mean, a veteran receiver, a veteran skilled player to a young quarterback, that can go one of two ways, right? You can come in and have someone come in and want an alpha and be disruptive to the growth and maturation of a quarterback. And I'm not saying that's the case at all. I'm saying I don't know if he's the right fit for them or not. Is he talented enough that could upgrade them and help them? Heck yeah. But again, there's so much more that goes into it. It's not just, you know, I think sometimes people play fantasy football and do just look at just stats. This is a chemistry experiment. And when we went to a Super Bowl in 2016, after the 2016 season with DQ in Atlanta, one of the things that we had done there was an incredible chemistry experiment that worked out really well, where we had this dynamic infusion of veteran players that were the right type of veteran players, some that were near the very end, that really helped our football team.
You mentioned chemistry, which I think is the ironic word, right? Because nobody would know him better than Peters coming from San Fran. It's Daniels, his best buddy off the field. They played together at Arizona State. So there's some really interesting ties there, but it doesn't change the fact that if you got to give up picks and a player and $30 million a year, that's a lot.
Yeah, because again, the Commanders and giving up picks, you know, I'm an AP, I think, is similar to me because he learned under myself and Bill, we love to gather picks, not give them away. And you gather them so you can give them away. Like that draft pick currency is a real thing. And if you're going to give them away, you better be smart. And this is a young football team that they're building, and they're going to need a lot of picks in the future.
Scott, what is NFL Votes? Tell me about the program that you're working with.
And thank you. I know I asked you to bring this up. You know, this is a league-wide initiative that is completely, totally, absolutely nonpartisan, and the league has been doing this for a number of years. And really what it is, it's an initiative that isn't supporting any particular candidate or political party, but it focuses really on three key areas for the clubs and the league, which is the three areas of the electoral process of education, registration, and activation. And the league has now made certain things mandatory, and all 32 NFL clubs are already set up and offer to use either their practice facility or their stadium for election-related activities. which include, you know, either voter registration, ballot drop-off, early voting, or election day sites. And I think it's an important thing that we are, you know, this league, I get that we're a business, but we also serve the community. And one of the ways we can serve our community as a league is to give back and to make sure that our democracy is real and that it's safe. So the NFL has partnered with, you know, a group of folks, Rise, Vet the Vote, Rock the Vote, and I Am a Voter. And it's a really cool thing that's going to be building up. They made a big announcement at the beginning of the month, and it's going to continue to build up. And the NFL is going to help us be better at the ballot, I hope.
Admirable effort, and we appreciate you not only spreading the word on that, but breaking down the Commanders with us. Hopefully we will do it again soon. Thanks so much for hopping aboard.
Well, Grant, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And tell Danny to quit taking days off.
He's beaching it right now. He's slacking in the middle of the training camp preseason, no less.
Come on. Someone give him a calendar.
Unbelievable.
Thanks, Grant. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Man. There's Scott Pioli. You know him from his work with the New England Patriots, winning Super Bowls with Bill Belichick. Of course, was the GM in Kansas City and an AGM in Atlanta with Dan Quinn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.